This is the Barry Reisman Show on WWDB AM 860, where you don't just hear the music, you feel it.
Well, good morning and Zeeson Pesach to you. Welcome to WWDB and WPEN HD2 FM, the Barry Reisman Show, with some terrific music for the next hour. Stay with us and enjoy. Another way he plays that. That's Tomar Adadi at WWDB. Now, music for Passover with 613.
613. Afikoman.
Now we're back at the Seder. We're leaning to the left. Side, side, side. Side, 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 side. It's clear that this night is different from all other nights, 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 nights. Cut the banter. Now Zadie's making kiddish, so we stand up. We say pore, pre-hug-off, and wish I could kneel. My Sparty cousin, tea, rice, 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 rice.
Baby, tonight,
flavorful. That's how I like my matzo balls. Got Pharaoh to let my people go. So we celebrate with unrisen dough. And yes, we'll make a fuss. Got a relative sitting next to us. Little brother asking for questions. And I'm about to dip some vegetable.
Going back for cups of wine. And after dinner time,
Let's go.
Tonight the Seder's ours, ours, ours. Made your dessert is par, 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 par. If it's hummus, we will starve, 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 starve. Because it's P-A-S-S-O-V-E-R. Horseradish burns my tongue, 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 tongue. There's matzo in my tongue, 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 tongue. The table's full of crumbs, 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 crumbs. Because it's P-A-S-S-O-V-E-R.
Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup. Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup.
Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup.
Raise that kid's cup, 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 cup.
So put your hands up as we tell the story how we got our freedom. B'tzei Yisrael, me, me trying. My tummy's filling up, but my heart is filling with pride, 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 pride.
Hey, baby, tonight, Seder got us seating unleavened bread. Baby, tonight, Seder got us seating unleavened bread.
So drink the chayim to life, life, we're singing.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work and at home. If you have kids in college, parents or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
Passover is the time when families gather around the Seder table to celebrate the holiday and ask the four questions. Shalom and Roosevelt Memorial Park has four other questions. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Why not encourage the next generation to stay together? And finally, when will you make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a free personal planning guide and a park tour? For a limited time from April 1st to April 30th, you'll save up to 18% on select pre-need cemetery property with zero interest for 60 months. Terms and conditions apply. Best wishes for a Zeeson Pesach from Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800, and Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevos, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future and caring for your family from generation to generation. Look for the Passover ad in the Jewish Exponent.
You're listening to Music for the Holidays on WWDB AM 860.
Oh,
הלילות אין אנו מקבילים אפילו פעם אחת, אפילו פעם אחת. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים, הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה שתי פעמים. שבכל הלילות אנו אוכלים בין יושבינו בין מסובין, בין יושבינו בין מסובין. הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה כולנו מסובין, הלילה הזה, הלילה הזה כולנו מסובין.
I'm pretty sure that when I went to Hebrew school a long time ago at Temple Sinai at Washington Lane and Lincoln Pike, I think it was, in West Oak Lane, that was one of the first things I had to memorize, the four questions, and a couple of other things too, but that one stands out in my mind because we had to get it word for word. All right, let's continue with the music for Passover with Safam at WWDB.
So it's gonna take a long, long time. The music for Passover continues now with Gerald Edry at WWDB.
This is your holiday music station, WWDB AM 860.
And from all of us here at WWDB to all of you, wherever you may be, anywhere in the world listening to us on the radio or online, we want to wish you a Zisen Pesach. This is your holiday music station.
Miriam, Let me help you with that, Mrs. Jackson.
Oh, thank you, dear.
How'd this get here? You got one, too?
Yeah.
Ah, new recruits? I'm sure you're wondering why you're here. This is our Elite Caregiver Super Training Center, and you two are the perfect candidates.
This is incredible.
I know, right? Ready to become an Always Best Care caregiver? Working for the best team with competitive pay? Join Team Green.
Always Best Care supports diversity. There's a hero in all of us.
Hello, this is Brian Green, owner of Always Best Care Senior Services. Always Best Care is looking for caring and compassionate workers. Did you know that there is a workforce shortage out there right now? And home care right now, we are struggling to find caregivers. Always Best Care is no different. If you're looking for a rewarding career, a competitive salary, and a competitive 401k plan, please think about Always Best Care first. We're hiring in Philadelphia and the Delaware area. You can call us 24/7 at 267-909-9248 or visit teamgreenabc.com.
This is where you get music for Passover and all the other Jewish holidays, too. Here's Joel Gray to sing about some of them.
Lots of folks say boys like me don't know from Yiddishkeit. All we know is football, dances, and the fights. But I've got news for all you folks who think we've gone astray. My heart just bursts with pride at every Jewish holiday.
I love Pesach, Sizzam Machaya, hoy, hoy. I love gefilte fish and matzah braya. Everybody sits around the table at the Seder. On one end sits the Tate, on the other end the Zeder. Chad Gad Yo, Chad Gad Yo. Dizabin in Abo Bisrei Zuse. Chad Gad Yo, Chad Gad Yo. Shavuos is so beautiful. With Pop I go to shul. Confidentially, I like it, 'cause I can stay out of school. I love the part that they all sing right after the Olenu, and the audience chants that ageless melody of Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those are wonderful holidays. But still, you know, my very favorite yuntif is Simchas Torah. Yeah, Simchas Torah. Now, that's a day when you forget your tzaras. Just see the kids all marching with a flag and with an apple, while Papa carries baby Akasuntum in sein Keppel. Holidays, holidays, we even had a sukkah. I love Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Purim and Chanukah. Now that we have Israel, our folks are off the fence. L'shon Abob Yerushalayim, good yontif, friends.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
The name of the Lord is to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord. Above the heavens is his
glory. Shem Elohim.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
That's an unusual sound, isn't it? That's by Mordechai Eliyahu Ben David. This is the Barry Reisman Show at WWDB. And the music just will not stop, one after the other. Thank you. Cool, very smooth. That's by Eddie Harris. Well, here's something I love playing every year at Passover. It's by Theodore Bikel, and it's the story of the carp in the bathtub. Before I play it, let me ask you, how many of you out there still make your own gefilte fish? Some people still do. They go to the store, they buy the fish, and some people even grind it themselves. Most people, I would venture to say, by the jars or the cans. Well, anyway, this is Theodore Bikel, a classic story of the carp in the bathtub.
When I was a little boy, I lived in an apartment in Brooklyn. The apartment wasn't fancy, but my papa said we were lucky. We had our own bathroom. Mrs. Ginsburg, who lived downstairs, was lucky too. She had her own bathroom. Everyone else in the building had to share the bathrooms in the hall. Now, my mama was a wonderful cook. It was well known that she made the finest chicken soup in Brooklyn. Also very good tzimmis, kugel, mandel bread, stuffed cabbage. But most of all, Mama was famous for her gefilte fish. She made gefilte fish twice a year, in the fall for Rosh Hashanah, and in the spring for Pesach. Everyone said that hers wasn't just the best gefilte fish in Brooklyn, but the best in all of New York. But me, I never put a single piece of my mother's gefilte fish in my mouth. And I'll tell you why. Mama made her gefilte fish out of carp, In order that my mama should have the nicest, fattest, shiniest fish, she bought her fish a whole week before Passover. Now, a dead fish sitting in an icebox for a week would not be very good for making gefilte fish. So mama brought her fish home live in a pail of water. As soon as she got home, she would call, "Tedya, run the water in the tub." I put the rubber stopper in the drain and ran cold water, and mama dumped the carp out of the pail into the tub. And the carp loved it in there. There was plenty of room for him to swim around. Now, my younger sister Leah and I loved the carp. As long as the carp was there, we didn't have to take a bath. Every time my sister or I had to use the toilet, we would grab a crust of bread or a lettuce leaf, and while we sat on the toilet, we would feed the carp. This made going to the bathroom really fun instead of just a waste of time. But the day always came when Mama would march into the bathroom, remove the stopper from the tub, and carry him into the kitchen in her bucket. We knew what she did when she got there, although we never looked. She'd kill him with a club. Then she'd scrape off the scales, boil the head, skin and bones with carrots and onions to make stock. She used the stock for cooking the fish balls. My sister and I would run out into the hall to escape the terrible smell. You can understand why we never ate gefilte fish. Could you eat a friend? The year I was 9 was the worst. That year, my mama dumped into our tub an unusually playful and intelligent carp. He was larger than anyone we'd ever had before. We were having extra company that year. Mrs. Ginsburg from downstairs and her unmarried daughter were coming. Mr. Ginsburg had died 6 months before, and Mrs. Ginsburg didn't have the heart to fuss and prepare for Passover herself. This particular carp seemed much livelier and friendlier, too. Every time I'd go into the bathroom, he'd swim right over to the end of the tub nearest the toilet. There was something about his mouth that made him seem to be smiling. He was my pet. In memory of Mr. Ginsburg, I called him Joe. 2 days before Pesach, when I came home from school, Mama said, "Tedya, Leah, I have to go shopping. Be good while I'm gone." As soon as she left, I said to my sister, "We have to save Joe." I went into the kitchen, got the bucket, and carried it to the bathroom. My sister helped me to lift Joe into the bucket. It wasn't easy because Joe was a very big fish, but we managed. With both of us holding on to the handle, we lugged Joe downstairs to Mrs. Ginsburg's and rang her bell. Now, Mrs. Ginsburg was a very nice lady. She was always kind to me, even when she couldn't understand what I was doing. "Hello, Tedya, Leah. My, what do you have in that bucket?" she said politely. "It's Joe." Mrs. Ginsburg closed her eyes and clasped her hand over her ample bosom. "Joe!" she wailed. I quickly explained, "No, no, we named him for Mr. Ginsburg. He smiles like Mr. Ginsburg." She said, "My goodness, he looks like a fish to me." "He is a fish. He's the best fish in the world. But Mama's going to kill him for Pesach, please, Mrs. Ginsburg. Can Joe stay in your bathtub? Just for a little while until we can figure out where to keep him for good." Mrs. Ginsburg looked down into the bucket. "Tedya, how can I do that? Your mama is my dear friend." I begged, "Please, oh, please, 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 if you don't let us put Joe in your bathtub, he's going to die." The truth was that Joe looked pretty much dead already. He was so big, we didn't put much water in the bucket, because then we wouldn't have been able to carry him. "All right," Mrs. Ginsburg said, "but just for now." She ran cold water into her tub and dumped Joe in. Pretty soon, he was swimming around like new. I swear he looked up at me and smiled. Mrs. Ginsburg said, "I can't help you hide this fish from your mama." My sister started to cry. "What can we do? She'll kill Joe." It came to me then what we had to do. "Papa will help us. He doesn't cook, so maybe he'll understand." I looked at Mrs. Ginsburg's clock and realized that if Leah and I hurried, we could get to the nearby subway stop just in time to meet Papa on his way home from work. And sure enough, we reached the stop. Papa was just climbing the stairs, looking tired as usual. "Papa, Papa!" we yelled. He looked up and smiled. "How nice of you children to come and meet me," he said. We walked home on either side of Papa, holding Papa's hand. Leah asked him, "Papa, do you like gefilte fish?" Papa said, I love gefilte fish, especially the way your mama makes it. I said, but Papa, would you eat gefilte fish if the fish was your friend? Papa stopped dead in his tracks, right there on the sidewalk. He bent down and looked right into my eyes. Tanya, what have you done with your mama's fish? Papa, we just had to save him. We love him. He's our pet. Leah told, Papa, we brought him down to Mrs. Ginsburg's. He's in her bathtub. Papa began walking fast. When he got to our building, he went straight to Mrs. Ginsburg's. I'm sorry for the bother my children have been to you. We've come to get our fish. Oh, it's been no bother at all, Mrs. Ginsburg said, leading the way to her bathroom. Leah and I didn't say a word. I felt sick at heart. Papa pulled the plug and caught Joe into the bucket, which was still there next to the tub. He thanked Mrs. Ginsburg again and carried Joe back upstairs. Leah filled our tub with cold water, and without a word, Papa dumped him in. Joe seemed happy to be back home. Foolish Joe. Papa finally spoke to us. Carp are for eating, just like chicken. I said, but I never met a chicken. The next day, when I was at school, Mama made the gefilte fish. That night, Leah and I cried ourselves to sleep, and for days after, we could smell fish cooking. In those few days, my sister and I felt we had grown older than Mama and Papa. About a week after Pesach, Leah and I were at the kitchen table with Mama when Papa came home from work. He was carrying something orange and black and white and furry in his arms. It was a kitten. This little thing needs a good home and someone to take care of him. Do you think we could do that? Mama smiled and didn't seem to mind. Leah and I were, of course, thrilled. It was a clean and friendly cat, and also good at catching mice. We named him Joe. I am an old man now, a grandfather, in fact. My daughter makes Pesach. From the jar, she serves gefilte fish. But I never touch it, nor does their Aunt Leah. My daughter thinks it's because we don't like that kind, because our mama made it from scratch. We don't tell her that we never ate mamas either.
I just love that. That's Theodore Bickel. More music coming up with lots of great Passover music still in store for you on the Barry Reisman Show. Passover is the time when families gather around the Seder table to celebrate the holiday and ask the four questions. Shalom and Roosevelt Memorial Park has four other questions. Why leave important decisions to others when you are able to choose together? Why leave the financial burden to the next generation? Why not encourage the next generation to stay together? And finally, when will you make an appointment to visit Roosevelt or Shalom for a free personal planning guide and a park tour? For a limited time from April 1st to April 30th, you'll save up to 18% on select pre-need cemetery property with zero interest for 60 months. Terms and conditions apply. Best wishes for a Zeeson Pesach from Shalom Memorial Park in Huntington Valley, 215-673-5800, and Roosevelt Memorial Park in Trevos, 215-673-7500. Honoring your past while protecting your future and caring for your family from generation to generation. Look for the Passover ad in the Jewish Exponent.
For over 130 years, the Jewish Exponent has helped answer what it means to be Jewish in Philadelphia. For generations, the print publication has remained the primary source of local, national, global, and Israeli-related Jewish news for the entire Delaware Valley. In fact, they haven't missed an edition since it first rolled off the presses in 1887. Today, the Exponent has evolved into a multimedia experience that informs and entertains hundreds of thousands of readers online, on a mobile device, at work and at home. If you have kids in college, parents or friends living out of town, if you are new to town or have lived here forever, the Jewish Exponent is the source to stay in touch with the Jewish community. To subscribe or advertise, visit jewishexponent.com or call 215-832-0700. Teens, college students, young professionals, parents and grandparents are all asking each other, how do you read the Jewish Exponent?
The Jewish Community Voice, Southern New Jersey's hometown Jewish paper, brings the latest in Jewish news to residents of Burlington, Camden, Gloucester, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. The Voice is published every 2 weeks and appears online at jewishvoicesnj.org. For more information, call 856-751-9500, extension 1217, for the Jewish Community Voice.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to WWDB. We wish you a Zeeson Pesach, and let's have some more music for the holidays.
Kadesh Orchat Karpas Yachat Magi Mohti Mata Maror Korech Shulchan Orech Tzavun Barech Halel Nirta Kadesh Orchat Karpas yachat magid rochta moti mata maror korech shulchan orech tzavun barech halel nirta.
Well, thank you for listening. Best wishes to you and your family for a Zeeson Pesach. This is Sam Glazer, and I'll talk to you next time.
It's the time of year to remember, as if we ourselves were there. Recreate the scene with our families. We unite in song and prayer. And a voice said, put your faith in me. Safely through the desert will I lead you. I can set you free. And every year on this sacred night, you will say, Baruch HaMakom. Baruch Shenatan Torah. Shenatan Torah. Cups of wine while we're leaning, and the Afikomen we share. For this night to have any meaning, children's questions must fill the air. Set you free, and I will give you eyes to see how to walk upon the way. At the midnight hour, you'll feel my outstretched arm right by your side, so that you know you are the.
precious child, I long for every day. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael. Precious child, I long for every day. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo Yisrael.